Books and Arts.
Book Review. Young People in India. Dreams and Nightmares. A study of India's new generation finds its members as angry as they are ambitious. Dreamers. How Young Indians Are Changing the World. By Snigdha Poonam.
Vinay Singhal and his brother Parveen co-founded Wittyfeed, a content factory that churns out clickbait, as a Facebook page in 2011. By 2016, it had its own website, 150 writers around the world, a valuation of $30 million, and a big HQ in Indore, a third-tier city about halfway between Mumbai and Delhi. Mr. Singhal has bigger aspirations yet. For a while, he thought he might aim to become Prime Minister. And why stop there? "I want to lead humanity. I want to lead Mars," he tells Snigdha Poonam, an Indian journalist. Dreamers, How Young Indians Are Changing the World, Ms. Poonam's first book, contains an abundance of bombastic characters. Eyes red from sleepless nights of plotting his and his country's rise to glory, Singhal can seem like the face of the new India, Ms. Poonam writes. This new India, she adds wryly, is not always easy to like. Quite. The country she describes is deeply worrying. Two-thirds of India's 1.3 billion citizens are under 35. Roughly 1 million people enter the workforce every month. Few find jobs. Most graduates are too poorly educated to be employable. Meanwhile, a numerical gender imbalance means many men remain single. Yet India's young men, Ms. Poonam's interlocutors are mostly men because they dominate public spaces, believe they can have it all. And they believe they are owed it all. Unlike previous generations, they see the pleasures of the wider world in their Facebook feeds, Instagram timelines, and WhatsApp chats, and wonder why everybody else goes on foreign holidays, drives imported cars, and parties with vodka and girls. They blame the Muslims, the West, the Congress government, and its decades of socialism and appeasement of minorities. Now, Narendra Modi, whose muscular brand of Hindu nationalism has fired up the young, is Prime Minister. He will put those miscreants in their place.